kids. Welcome back to King's Kids Radio. I'm Sister Nash.
And I'm Sister Kwasaya. And boy, do we have an exciting lesson for you today. But before we get into our lesson, why don't we begin with some songs?
That sounds like a great idea. And I know just the song to start off with. It's called Happy All the Time. Danaya, Rihanna, and Ava, I want to hear you loud and clear. Here we go. Wasn't that a good one?
Yes, it was. But I'll tell you what, this next song has been a favorite of kids all around the world for many, many years. It takes a lot of energy to sing this one, so we better stand up and get some space. Brian, Emma, help us out. We are going to sing Father Abraham.
Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you.
Almost out of breath, but it was for a good reason.
Next, we will quote our memory verse. Our memory verse for this week is found in the book of Luke, chapter 19 and verse 10. It says, For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10.
Wow! Can someone tell me who the Son of Man is in this passage of Scripture? If you said Jesus, you are correct. Jesus came to the earth so that he could save those who are lost.
Well, if he came to save those who are lost, then we need to know who is lost so they can be found. The Bible makes it very clear that if you have not been born again of the water and of the Spirit, you are lost.
Do you know how to be born again of the water and the Spirit? It is very simple. To do that, you must obey Acts 2:38. You must first repent of your sins. This means asking God to forgive you of your sins and asking him to help you to never do them again.
And then you must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ so that he can wash all of those sins away from you. And then God will fill you with the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost so that you can live a clean life.
Yes. And once you have done those things, you are no longer lost, but you have been found. Oh, how wonderful it is when Jesus finds you, because that is the reason he came to the earth. Why don't we quote that memory verse together?
For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10.
Right, detectives, were you able to figure out what today's lesson is about? Why don't we review our clues?
One was shiny, one was white. Both were lost. That's a pretty interesting clue. Why don't we let our narrator tell us their story?
Once upon a time, in Jerusalem, the city of King David, a young bride-to-be was hosting a little celebration with her bridesmaids. Before her bridesmaids arrived at the celebration, the bride grabbed her special pouch. She loved to open this pouch because it contained 10 special coins. What made these coins so special was that they were given to her by her bridegroom-to-be. Back then, if the bride lost one of those special coins that the groom had given to her, he would not marry her. And oh, how she loved him and wanted to marry him.
7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, joy, I still have all of my coins.
She was so thrilled that she still had all of her coins.
I am so thrilled that I still have all of my coins.
I just said that.
I know, I was just adding dramatic effect.
As she was rejoicing over her coins, her bridesmaids came in.
Now, please pray tell, this groom of yours, does he have any flaws? He must have flaws.
Yes, no man is that perfect. Tell us.
Now, ladies, you know that I don't believe in gossiping.
Yes, of course.
Never.
But, okay, yes, he has one thing that, well, let's just say it troubles me from time to time.
Oh, you must tell us now because you've got my insides all tingly. You wouldn't happen to have a chamber pot in here somewhere, would you?
Right over there, sitting behind that hanging quilt my grandmother made for me.
Thank you. Okay, I'm back now. Please continue.
Well, just as I said, I don't believe in gossiping, but where was I? Oh, yes. Well, the thing that frightens me so is, well, you know that my Snookums, that's what I call him, he's a shepherd and, well, he has 100 sheep. But there's this one sheep that has a terrible habit of wandering off. He just can't seem to stay with the rest of the 99 sheep. A couple of times, Snookums, that's what I call him, would have to go after him. Well, on a few of those trips, Snookums, that's what I call him, found himself in a very serious danger.
Oh, my dearie. There. Well, why don't he just get rid of the horrid thing?
Oh, no. Snookums.
That's what you call him.
Yes, thank you. He's a good shepherd and, well, he loves all of his sheep. He wouldn't dream of getting rid of one of his lambs.
Just then, they heard a voice outside and there was a knock on the door.
I'm going to get rid of that lamb, I tell you. Hello, my little cabbage.
Oh, that must be what he calls her.
Oh, how sweet!
Oh, Snooky Wooky Snookums.
Yes, my cabby wabby cabbage.
Excuse us!
Oh, please forgive me. This is my Snookums.
That's what she calls me. My real name is Horseradish.
Yeah. So masculine. So, what brings you by here? Besides the fact that you live next door and must pass by here to get to your sheep pen and, well, to see me, of course.
Yes, of course. I just wanted to see your lovely face before I went to work. Well, I must be going to tend my sheep. See you later, my little cabbage.
Hours had passed when Snookums, well, that's what she calls him, had taken his sheep to graze in a few pastures near a clear, flowing brook. Time seemed to whiz by as he sat under an olive tree, thinking about his sweet little cabbage.
Boy, time just seems to whiz by as I sit under this olive tree thinking about my sweet little cabbage.
I just said that.
I know. I was just adding dramatic effect.
Boy, you and your bride are just two peas in a pod, aren't you?
Ha ha. Why do you think we're getting married? Oh, my. It's getting dark. I best be gathering my sheep and heading back home. Here, sheepy, sheepy, sheepy.
Back at the sheep pen, the groom was counting his sheep to make sure they were all there when he discovered that one was missing.
97, 98, 99. Oh, no! I'm missing the lamb.
I must go after them.
Or should I? You know, sheep are pretty resilient creatures. Even if he gets eaten, it'll probably happen so fast he won't feel a thing. What am I saying? Of course I'll go after him.
As the shepherd raced off to find his lost sheep, his little cabbage, well, that's what he calls her, has her own kind of trouble.
I've got my own kind of trouble.
I just said that.
I know, I was just...
I know, you were just adding dramatic effect. Who's telling this story, me or you?
You.
Good. Now that we have that straightened out, you can go back to crying.
Where is my coin? I know I had all 10 of them. Now there are only 9. If I don't find it, then Snookums, that's what I call him, won't marry me and I won't be able to call him Snookums anymore and I'll have to call him... Horseradish! I've got to find that coin!
Getting up, she grabbed a broom and began to sweep her already clean floors. As she swept, many miles away, Snookums, well, that's what she calls him, had been looking for his lost sheep. He had almost lost hope when, across the brook, in a thorny bush, was his lost sheep.
Look, across the brook, in a thorny bush, is my lost sheep.
I really need to talk to my agent about this.
Praise be to God. I do believe this is cause for celebration. Yes, a party is in order. For this, my sheep was lost, but now he is found.
After placing his sheep in the pen, he called all his friends.
Friends? Friends? Do I have any friends? Let me look in my address book. Oh! There's a friend. Oh, wait, he's still mad at me. Oh, yes, he is my friend. Well, I did kick him in the leg last time we met. Oh, never mind. I know who's my friend for sure.
There was one person that he knew was his friend for sure.
I just said that.
I know. Isn't it great? So, the shepherd went to the one person he knew was his friend for sure.
And because he missed that special lady, who happened to live next door, he decided to go over and share the marvelous news with her.
Snookums?
That's what she calls him.
Is it time already?
Someone must have told her already. Why, yes, it is. It's our tradition to celebrate such a wonderful occasion, right?
Yes.
Well, never mind. I just wanted to prepare you in advance, just in case you heard celebratory music going on next door. Why is your face so pale? I thought you would be happy to hear about me finding my lost sheep.
Oh, so this is not the night of the bridegroom coming?
No. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm just peachy.
You mean little cabbage.
Right. My love, I am so happy for you. Why, of course, you should celebrate.
Wait a minute. You thought tonight was the night that the bridegroom cometh? Well, don't you worry, my love. That day will come when your snookums, that's what you call me, will come and take you away with the shout and the sound of trumpets and all kinds of music. We will be married and live happily ever after.
And I will be ready, my love.
Immediately after locking the door, she lit a candle and picked up the broom for the 80 millionth time. She began to sweep and sweep and sweep and sweep and sweep.
Hi-ya! All right already. I think they get the point. I'm running out of karate moves.
Sorry. Until suddenly, in the corner appeared a tiny, shiny object.
What's that? Oh, joy! It's my lost coin! This is cause for a celebration!
Calling her friends, she invited them over to rejoice with her.
Friends, friends, come rejoice with me!
Awesome!
And to hear the story of how her coin was lost, but now was found.
Come hear the story of how my coin was lost, but now is found!
Oh, brother.
My brother? Did you say my brother is here?
There was great celebration that day because the groom had found his sheep, the bride had found her coin, and together they would be able to live happily ever after.
Together we will be able to live happily ever after.
That's it. I quit.
That's it. He quits.
I just said that!
I know. Remember the dramatic effect?
Oh, please don't quit. You're such a good narrator.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Although today's story has been told in a comical way, Jesus used these two stories, the story of the shepherd and the story of the bride, both losing something valuable, and then finding them in the end.
When he told these stories, his audience without a doubt understood the seriousness of a good shepherd losing a sheep, as well as a bride-to-be losing one of her coins. Each one made up their mind that they would stop at nothing until their possession of value was found.
These parables have been preached in many churches and in many ways. In the story of the shepherd, Jesus, through your pastor, has 99 of his sheep, safe, obedient, secure, and living for God. But one sheep, although it is part of the flock, strays away by not staying full of the Holy Ghost.
And in the story of the bride can represent the church as a whole, which is Jesus' bride, or an individual saint in the church. She knew that she lost something of value, such as her love for God or maybe her prayer life. However, she did not stop looking for it, knowing that what she had lost was still in the house, which is the church. And as long as she stayed in the church, she would somehow find what she had lost before Jesus comes back to take his bride to heaven.
Why don't we all pray together right now? Jesus, thank you for coming down to the earth so that you could find those of us that were lost. I don't want to be lost forever, so I'm asking you to find me. Please help me to be obedient to the gospel by repenting of my sins, being baptized in your name, and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. And once I have been born again, help me to continue living a clean life so that I will never be lost again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, Bible detectives. You don't say. Well, that is a terrible thing to be running low on. We had better solve this mystery before it's all completely gone. Children, join us next time as we solve our next case.
The case of the lost faith.
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley at Faith Tabernacle. We want to welcome you to the King's Kids radio program every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. We're so glad that you joined us tonight. Look forward to you being with us every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Also, we want to invite all of you to our regular services Sunday morning at 11, live stream from our website. Join us on Sundays at 11, Tuesdays at 7:30, and Thursday evening at 7:30. May God bless you and have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.